The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? We've got Rob on the phone. Hey, Rob, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going. It's going. How are things going with you?
I'm okay. I'm having an issue I'm hoping you can help me with.
Okay, well, don't hold out too much hope. But, I mean, we'll do what we can. What's the issue?
Well, I work really hard, right? And I spent, you know, every waking minute pretty much working. And this weekend rolls around, and I just want to have some quality time with my lady. Uh-huh. I just want to chill at home. I want to get some takeout food, just kind of have a quiet night on the couch.
Netflix and chill. We get it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know. And my gal has this thing about holiday parties. She has this thing where she RSVPs to everyone she gets invited to, and the next thing I know, we're going to these parties with people we barely know. And I don't know. I had this issue this weekend where I said, hey, look, babe, I just want to chill on the couch and, you know, get some takeout food and hang out.
Right.
And the next thing I know, she's RSVP'd to a party, and it becomes this huge thing, and suddenly I'm the bad guy.
Why were you the bad guy?
Her argument was, well, look, we weren't doing anything, and to me, you know, we had plans to relax, you know?
Right. Like, that's something.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we weren't doing anything. I'm not going to lie to my friends. And I'm like, you barely know this person. She has this weird obligation where, like, she can't really say no if someone invites her to something.
Okay.
And to me, you know, I'm like, we had plans. And she's like, no, we weren't doing anything. We're
right.
On the couch.
Yeah, sometimes doing nothing is something. All right, Hang on. What's your girlfriend's name, Rob?
Her name's Alyssa.
All right, let's give her a buzz.
Hello?
Alyssa?
Yes?
Hey, Alyssa, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, my God. No way.
Oh, my God. I know, right? Isn't that crazy? We also have Rob on the phone, your boyfriend.
Oh,
hello.
No.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Listen, he called us up because he said you have this problem telling people no when they invite you to parties. Apparently you ruined his Saturday because he wanted to hang out with you, but you dragged him somewhere.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're bringing this to the radio?
Hey, I need somebody on my side. This is an unequal court here at home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Rob, seriously.
Alyssa, apparently you guys had plans to stay home and get takeout and watch movies, and then you RSVP'd to one of your friends or something?
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to not RSVP if we don't have any plans, and I'm going to tell them, yeah, I'm going to the party.
Yeah, Rob feels like you did have plans, though, with him.
No, sitting at home eating takeout is not plans.
I mean, it sounds like plans to me.
It is. But did you, Alyssa... Alyssa, did you not really want to go to that party? You just felt kind of obligated since you were invited?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. Unless I have a valid excuse not
to
go, then...
Quality time. Quality time with us is not valid.
If I had a party and somebody RSVP'd saying they had plans and then come to find out they're just sitting at home, I would be mad.
Okay.
I would be furious.
I mean, plans don't have to be going out to a thing, you know. Plans can be your home and we're just, you know, putting the tree up together, or we're painting the house, or, you know, cleaning out the gutters even. Like, it doesn't have to be an event.
I'd all rather right. go to the party than clean out the gutters, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to do either of those things. FYI.
Oh,
hey, yeah, no, I get it. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Tammy from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, what do you want to say, Tammy?
I agree with Megan that sitting at home isn't necessarily quality time, but I think they could have reached a nice mutual compromise, whereas they spent quality time at home all day leading up to the party, went to the party for like 2-3 hours, then went home and had a casual night of great lovemaking. That probably would have turned out better.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a full day right there.
Right.
Mark's like, that's way too many plans.
Like, you gotta pick
one. I do not have that kind of time.
I would go with a maximum of two. Either we hang out and make love, or we hang out and go to the party and go to bed, or we make love and go to the party or whatever.
Let's face it, with you, you're only hanging out.
Yeah,
that's it.
We're going to ask for other people you're
probably going to be tired of each other by the time it's time to go to bed.
No, you're probably right.
Go to the party, see all these other people, get hype, come home and just bang it out.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate
it. She said bang it out.
She said bang it out, yeah.
She made it all sound normal in the beginning. Then it's like, then you go home and you bang it out.
I mean, look, okay, if that's the trade-off, like come to the party with me and then we can go home and bang it out, then I'm like, okay,
oh,
I'll
yeah,
go to the
well,
party.
Then you're down. Sure.
But to me, my wife and I have this argument too, because she'll always say, you know, I feel bad not going to the party. We're not doing anything. And I go, we're doing something, just something. Like, you don't have to tell people. She's like, what do I tell them? And I go, you don't have to tell them anything. Just say, thanks for the invite. We can't make
we
it.
We can't make it. That's it. They're not going to be like, why? Yeah. No, I agree.
There's some people that are like, I have to have some excuse. I'm like, you don't really. You just have to.
I'm like that too. No. And then my boyfriend will be like, you don't have to do something you don't want to do. Just because you feel right. bad doesn't mean you don't have to go. But I don't know. I always just feel like, well, why not? Why don't we just go? It's not that big of a
deal. Yeah, don't you see me in sales meetings when people say, do you want to do this? And I just go, no.
Yes, I do.
And they go, why not? And
I
say, because I don't want to.
I'm like so bad at that. I can't tell anybody no.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Katie from Mandarin, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you want to say, Katie?
I agree with him because there are some weekends where you just need to spend time with your significant other just sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's a plan.
Yeah, no, I love those plans too. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like every time, like maybe sometimes they could switch it up and go to a party. You
yeah.
know?
But the problem with, you know what the other thing, and the problem with this time of year is it seems like there's a party every
right.
damn day.
Well, that's exactly right. Maybe you do just need like a little bit of a break, but I wouldn't blow off every single party.
No, just like once like a month, like one week in a month, just have it like have an in weekend.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's
By
fun.
The way, you know that you're cool if you don't go to any parties.
Is that, what they told you as a kid growing up? It's okay, Mark. It's okay, honey. This just means you're cool since you weren't invited.
No, I'm not saying it's not cool to not be invited, Megan.
Oh.
You're missing. Shut up. You're not invited to my party. I'm having a party and it's just going to be me and not you.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound fun either. 340-9595. Kirby, good morning. What do you want to say?
I agree with him because I think that quality time is planned, and sometimes that's the best plan on a weekend.
Yeah.
That is exactly right.
I do agree. It's like so fun sometimes, but sometimes it's nice to get out of the house and not just like sit home every single night.
I agree. Sometimes a girl needs to get out, but not every weekend. And if he's made plans to stay home, then she should appreciate that.
Yeah. Totally.
Whoever's in the car disagrees with you, by the way.
Baby does not like this.
They want to go out. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. All right. Well, look, Alyssa, a lot of people are saying, you know, just because you're invited someplace, it's not mandatory. You don't have to go. And you can just sit at home with your boyfriend. That's totally acceptable.
Well, to me, it's not because, again, I would be so upset if I found out somebody just was sitting at home choosing or, like, saying they have plans. And just sitting at home when I had a party going on.
It's a good thing we're not friends.
Mark's like, this is the story of my life.
You'd hate me. All right. Okay.
Sitting at home is nothing.
What? See, that's the problem of this situation is that you think sitting at home with me is nothing. How is that? Like, that's hurtful, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's nothing. It's just it's not plans.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hang on. hang on one second, okay. You two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.